Are you ready for the Daily Dust? It's that time. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay. Have you seen the new host for the Today Show? Her name is Chanel Jones, and she opened the fourth hour on Monday alongside co-host Jenna Bush Hager, sharing a heartfelt 2024 text from her late husband, Uche Oje, who died of a glioblastoma in May of 2025. He was encouraging her 2 years ago to step into this new role.
It didn't even register for me. I mean, he was like, no. And he kept trying to get back to it. And I was like, no. We have to save your life first. Like, I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about you. And so now it just feels like confirmation because here we are 2 years later and he's like, told you.
Oh, that is the sweetest thing. A great realization for her to have, a confirmation and realization. In his now famous 1991 Teen Beat interview that Nikki Glaser shared at the Golden Globes, Leonardo DiCaprio said his favorite actor is Jack Nicholson, his favorite actress is Meg Ryan, and his dream car is a solar-powered 1982 Jaguar. All right, keep dreaming, dude. J Balvin is recently confirmed that he will not perform during Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show, despite their mended friendship and reunion in Mexico City.
Oh, no, that's, you know, I just wish my boy to kill it and destroy it. I want him to take over the whole Super Bowl and show the world what Latinos are made of. And,
I agree.
But I'll be there definitely to support him.
Oh, that's nice. Alec Baldwin thinks John Lennon and Paul McCartney were in love, and that's why Yoko Ono wanted to split them up. I'm sorry. What? Indy the Dog stole the spotlight at the 9th Annual Astra Film Awards, winning Best Performance in a Horror or Thriller over human nominees like Ethan Hawke and Alison Brie, and the director, Ben Leonberg, accepted on Indy's behalf.
Indy is honored to accept this award, especially knowing that he's standing alongside performers who didn't even need to be bribed with treats in order to hit their marks. Thank you again. We are so, so delighted.
Where's the bark? Where's the dog? Oh, Boogie. Hey, will you fill in for Indy? Thanks, Boog. Thora Birch and her husband got into a really intense screaming match. No, not with each other. With an autograph seeker who was apparently being too pushy. Sammy Hagar is going out on tour with the Best of Both Worlds band. It includes Michael Anthony, Joe Satriani, and Kenny Aronoff. Rick Springfield will be the opening band. What? Yeah. So, in case you didn't know, Sammy wrote Rick's top 10 hit song, I've Done Everything for You. Yeah. Here's his version. And I'm giving up. Yeah, that's Sammy Hagar's version of Rick Springfield's I've Done Everything for You that he wrote, and Rick put it on his 1981 Working Class Dog album. A list of celebrities born in 1976 and will turn 50 this year includes Reese Witherspoon, Ryan Reynolds, Peyton Manning, and Blake Shelton. Why do I feel like he's so much older than Reese Witherspoon? Speaking of Blake Shelton, yeah. Got a nerd alert for you. Blake Shelton has addressed the ongoing divorce rumors involving him and wife Gwen Stefani during a recent radio interview.
I told her, I said, man, I don't know what is going on out there, but I see pictures of Gwen and I on social media that I really go, that looks so real, but I know I don't even own that shirt or whose car is that or what. And you realize, man, I don't believe anything anymore that I see on the internet. I mean, nothing. I just don't believe it.
Yeah, AI has ruined it all for us and plastic surgery. Oh, did I say that out loud? What I meant to say was that's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.